Thank you and good afternoon, and a happy new year. On Sunday, Coast Guard units recovered the body of a 67-year-old man who couldn't be located after ending up in the water with two other victims on Saturday night. The initial call for help was sent around 6 o'clock as Coast Guard crews from Station Noyo River and Air Station Humble Bay went out to Todd Point near Fort Bragg. A Coast Guard helicopter crew was able to rescue a man and a woman who were conscious but were suffering from hypothermia. The third victim, however, was not located in the immediate area, and crews were back out on scene on Sunday and recovered the third victim's body. It took fire crews 3 hours to control a three-alarm structure fire in Eureka at close to midnight on Saturday. The fire ignited at the ice and cold storage facility on Waterfront Drive, and a second alarm was issued, followed by a third. Humble Bay Fire, along with units from Arcata, Blue Lake, Fortuna, Lolita, and Cal Fire responded to the scene and were able to get the blaze under control. Fire crews remained on scene until yesterday morning, extinguishing hotspots. The cause of the blaze remains unknown at this time, and one firefighter sustained a minor injury. A damage estimate has not been released. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in identifying a suspect who was seen on surveillance footage trying to break the glass window at Ramon's Bakery on Harrison Avenue early Friday morning. The suspect attempted to break the double-pane glass window of the business before fleeing the scene on foot, and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. Dan Squire has crab fishing news.
Last year, commercial crab fishermen in Northern California had a terrible season after domoic acid closed the fishery for 6 months. This year, crab fishermen, both locally and up and down the Pacific coast, have remained in port for a different reason. They agreed to strike after Pacific Group wholesalers dropped the price for a pound of crab from $3 to $2.75 last week for fishermen who work local waters. Fishermen from Bodega Bay to Westport, Washington have returned to port in protest of the sale price. The break came with a failure of negotiations between Pacific Group, the parent company of Pacific Choice Seafood, and the Humboldt Dungeness crab fishermen who work in District 7 from Humboldt Bay to Point Arena, and they refused to accept the lower price. Fishermen in other ports tied up in solidarity, and it's unclear when negotiations will resume.
Thank you, Dan. Power in the Hoopa Valley area is expected to return later this evening as PG&E crews are on scene restoring power to more than 2,000 customers. Power went down this morning, and it also went down for more than 140 residents living in the Trinity River Highway area. Power is expected to return to those residents by 8 p.m. East of Bryceland, a downed power line caused more than 130 residents in the area to be left without power. PG&E crews are on scene repairing the downed power line, and an estimated time of restoration has not been established. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Dan Squire has Our Community News.
We've entered the new year of 2017, and in this week's Our Community News, we take a look at the new laws that go into effect that will affect business owners in California. Governor Brown signed more than 800 bills into law last year, and one of those is a minimum wage increase that raises the wage to $10 an hour in 2017. The minimum wage will increase $1 per year through 2021 until it reaches $15 an hour. Another law requires employers to pay employees of different genders the same pay rate for jobs that require equal skill, and a second measure extends those pay protections to race and ethnicity as well. Other laws include requirements that employers inform employees who are the victims of domestic abuse that they are entitled to time off for a variety of services, and another one protects California workers from entering contracts that can be adjudicated in another state or under laws from another jurisdiction. There are new laws that affect agricultural workers and overtime compensation, as well as the removal of questions about an individual's criminal past. Just some of the new laws that affect businesses in our communities.
The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather outlook for the North Coast tonight as rain is expected and a thunderstorm could form off the coast. Motorists are urged to check road conditions before heading out and you're advised to drive cautiously. Snowfall will continue as well and motorists are advised to carry chains if they travel on Alder Point and Bryceland Thorn Roads, Neyland and Matole Roads, as well as Tim Mullen and Wilder Ridge Roads. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.